Can you feel that? We're recording.
Yay!
Welcome back, everyone. It's been a little while since our last session. Nothing important has happened to anybody since then.
Nope, not at all.
Nope. All right, so previously, it's been long enough. I'm just going to kind of go through a quick recap of everything that we've done. So, you all have arrived at Camp Beyond, a sleepaway camp in the forests around Mount Shasta in Northern California, which is in a land historically owned nearby some old DARPA facilities in this super science world that was born from Tales from the Loop. So Gwyn, along with her twin brother Mortimer, arrived, along with the children of Lydia and Ben from Tales from the Loop. Also arriving at camp is Nathan, also known as Stitches, also known as Nine Toes. Sam, whose father is into some shady stuff and owns a hotel. Mm-hmm. And Hector, who is a child of a single mother and is the de facto caretaker for his siblings. So, you all arrived at camp on June 6, 2009. Taken care of by the... by Counselor Mark, an airhead who's more interested in hooking up with the other Counselor Jane than he is at any
responsibility.
Ditched you in the woods, and in the first session you found a doorway that led to some sort of alternate liquid dimension where everybody seemed to be kind of mirroring your actions, and so you swapped one Nathan with the other for a while before swapping him back. So some low stakes shenanigans there. The next session, you all started off at camp the next day. You were able to find some teenage love with Gwyn finding a guy named Edmund, who she wanted to kiss at the kissing tree.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main features you all added to the camp. But, spoiler alert, Edmund is not who he says he was. He and his brother Yakov, the thinly veiled...
not thinly enough, apparently.
immortal children who are stuck living completely in the area around the camp, and thus go to camp every year. So you found their cabin, broken, explored around it. We're able to... turned them into some DARPA people living in a shack in the woods. But the shack in the woods existed in a different time. What was the 1960s?
50s or 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
And while there, you were asked who the president was, and you told the people that it was Barack Obama. And you overheard one of the scientists saying that Branch 16 was a success. And they sent them back, sent you all back, and told you if you ever talked about what you saw, you would never have existed. Also, Edmund, who turns out was not a very good person, thus broke Gwyn's heart. His brother Yakov were sent back to camp, seemingly unaware of any of your previous interactions with them.
I sure hope Gwyn doesn't take that out on anyone.
A little while later, a couple days later, on Flag Day, you all were tasked with making a flag, any kind of flag, out of any material except ones that are fabric. And so you all decided to half-ass that to make to give yourself more time to fuck around.
Yeah.
So you very quickly made a very flammable flag and decided to investigate the rumors you heard about Penis Island. An island in the Big Lake that was shaped like a rock. So, leaving camp boundaries...
a penis shaped like a rock.
Oh, penis shaped like a rock shaped like a penis.
Oh, no. There's some elephantitis or something going on.
You did find Penis Rock, a small island... with a kind of a very phallic shape, and even had a rotund end of one of it. It had a couple of bushes You looked around, finding some graffiti from 1969 and a Robin Laura from 1988. And more importantly, you found a robot. A robot designed to look very convincingly like a teenaged girl. First, that was a dead body, but she was wearing 90s era fashion, a yellow pleated blouse. And after verifying that she was not, in fact, a dead body, you were able to reboot her. She couldn't remember how she got to Penis Rock. She'd lost her recent memories from being shut down incorrectly.
Hello? Hello? Hey!
Alright, so, you found this robot. She's wearing clothes from the 90s. She was from 1999. But if she'd been out here for 10 years, her clothes wouldn't look so fresh. So, mm-hmm. It's a mystery. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you decided to befriend her and to protect her from DARPA, managing to get in touch with her creator to make sure that her GPS was disabled. And her creator made a sizable donation to the camp to get her to be able to stay in your cabin with you. Mm-hmm. So, you were able to outwit some DARPA helicopters. Nathan stole some tranquilizers. You found a cave of treasure, which I just had porn magazines in it.
So much porn.
And then managed to, believe it or not, win the flag competition.
I believe it.
You know, who couldn't believe it? Cabin 8. They couldn't believe it. you all beat their...
Austin respected our victory, though.
Yeah.
He's so cool. Yeah.
All right. So then, a little time after that, you all... we're ventured into the woods, to check out, I think it was the cabin.
Oh, I think we did fart around with that cabin.
Yeah, because you needed to find something yellow.
Yeah, that was from Mark.
Yellow flag. You went there to find something yellow, you looked around, the cabin, you played Never Have I Ever with Octavia. And then when you headed back to camp, it turns out that the girls in camp had been infected with some sort of nanovirus, and you all had to essentially figure out a way to escape the bomb. All right, so you all figured out that the rogue AI that had taken over the girl campers was actually hunting for Octavia. You were able to detonate an EMP to wipe it out and get everything back to normal. So, 4 for 4, things going back to normal, everybody else forgetting what had happened. A little while after that, you all were invited, you were all told to go on a scavenger hunt. You've been at camp now for, you were at camp?
A hot minute.
Yeah, like June 6th?
Like it's like almost a week? Or...
Yeah, you arrived on Saturday, June 6th. So this is on your third Saturday there. You all are invited. You all go do a scavenger hunt. It's part of the Unity Games where you're all supposed to split up with other cabins and work on things. You got paired up with the kind of popular girl cabin, and they decided to just split the list. And instead of working together, said go in your separate ways. Some cryptic instructions on the scavenger hunt, though, led you all to some mysterious buildings outside a camp, and a secret hatch in the ground that led inside of it. Once there, you found yourself going down a rainbow hallway, floated up to this large seeming city in there. Gwyn very quickly figured out that you all had been shrunk, and that you all were still in these buildings, just miniature-sized version of it. After some investigating and fighting a rat, you met a local inhabitant who had been living there since the 50s.
So long.
He was totally sane.
Yes, a completely 100% sane person. His name is...
These are all good questions.
Conrad.
There we go.
So Conrad was the janitor and had gotten stuck here when they shut it down with no way to get back. Mm-hmm. They've been living there for 58 years, living off of cans of All-American meal. Mm-hmm. And so you found out that this is a place called Little Street USA, intended as the world's most advanced fallout shelter. And so the building itself was impervious. On this mission, you also brought along Gwen's new love interest, a guy named James.
We told him all the time. You wouldn't remember
and,
it.
And Sam kept taunting James that he wouldn't remember anything about their adventure. And then near the end of the adventure, Sam ended up conversing with the angels that Conrad kept talking about, mm-hmm. Which ended up being these sort of alien, like gray, classic gray alien-looking creatures that claimed they were stuck here. Told Sam all sorts of things. I told him the 25th is coming, all changes when the king dies, you're currently in branch 16, which is bad for you, seek 12, you also saw, you inhabit your past body and scribble the strange markings on your scavenger sheet that led you here in the first place, a little bit of a bootstrap paradox, mm-hmm. And then when he wakes up, he remembers nothing. He had been... Unfortunately, the only person who didn't remember portions of this adventure was, in fact...
Oh, bitter irony.
Bitter irony. It was, in fact, Sam. So, Conrad, thanks
to... why'd they tell me all those things?
Maybe there's some subconscious things they'll have. Maybe it's the DM playing a joke on Sam.
Maybe the aliens just dicks.
Yeah.
You all were invited back, mm-hmm. Made your way back out. And then last time... You started this session with some nightmares you all had about what your lives would be like in 10 years. They all turned out bad.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
And then when you woke up, you found Octavia sleeping in Nathan's bed.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, except for James, remembered that Nathan even existed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is last time. So... Mark wasn't there to wake you up. You all wondered if you were free. Turns out, Gwen had kicked Mark in the junk so hard, that he had to go to the hospital.
Serves him right.
And so you all worried about Gwen potentially getting expelled from camp.
Self-defense.
It's definitely not.
Sam once again asked Octavia about Branch 16. Her default response always being that her eyes flash red 3 times, and she replies, error. you ask her if she has any memories of Nathan, and she doesn't. You also find out she can edit her own memory if she wants to. Gwen, trying to make an appeal to Director Oak, put on a t-shirt with the camp's old name and headed into Director Oak's...
Super racist, like,
so
iconography,
racist.
Too.
Yes. And headed into Director Oak's office and then complained that longevity wasn't respected, that the shirt was part of her culture and her history.
I forgot that part.
told you all that your new counselor would arrive tomorrow. You all asked if Nathan Nine Toes Lynch is coming back, and she said she had no memory of him. Octavia's always been their fourth cabin mate. There are 11 cabins and 44 campers. Privately, she tells Gwen that she ruptured both of Mark's testicles.
You shouldn't have been keeping them there.
With your fate in the balance, you all headed off to meet up with James in your new situationship, that Hector and Gwen are both mm-hmm. sharing James.
We're hinged, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Much to Sam's annoyance. You decided to send James to investigate Nathan's disappearance, since he was the only person to see if anybody else had any memories of him. And that's when you notice that people are starting to make out around you. You see Chris and Sunil making out. You see Mortimer making out with Jennifer from Cabin 1, which is weird because, you know, Mortimer is as ace can be. So you're able to quickly figure out, by talking to a counselor, or not a counselor, a camper named Aaron, who tells you that you talked to Brittany, who told you that Aaron had talked to them, and that's the reason that people were making out with each other. You convinced her to let you all go visit Aaron, and headed down the road towards the old castle, mm-hmm. where Aaron was. Making your way into the castle, inside of the room, you found a circular, an exterior room in the castle. You found a circular flat screen on one of the walls with a face that appears like an old, like 80s pixelated face. Announced herself as Aaron Jr. and asked if you all were there to test your compatibility. Mm-hmm. You all agreed, and you guys got some matches. Sam realized that he was madly in love with Brittany. Brittany joined hands with him, and mm-hmm. Sam announced that he was in love. So Sam and Brittany go back to the mess hall to make out in front of people. Gwyn and Hector... put their hands to see if they're compatible. They're not. And they decide to smash Aaron with a maglite. Hector, so the group split, Hector and Gwyn at the castle, and Sam and Brittany making out back at camp. Hector and Gwyn tried to break into the castle, taunting some security cameras, and then finding out that the Aaron board had been fixed somehow. And then they see a robot, which had all been recalled after a robot incident in the 90s. So robots are pretty rare. It came over to fix one of the cameras you all broke. You all asked if you knew Isaac, which is kind of a rude question to ask the robot.
They all know each other.
You threw rocks at him, at which point
also rude.
Nah. And then he declared an escalation of infected and summoned a gun. you all super ran away. And saw more campers coming to see Aaron to find their matches. You all figured out that DARPA was behind this. Took advantage of the confusion. The counselors disappeared. You guys stole a bunch of fruit punch to put in your cabin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you decided to head back to Aaron. Once there, you found out you found a secret door. You went inside. You found a large sphere and found that Aaron was actually spelled not E-R-I-N, but A-R-A-N. It is in a sequel to the Tales from the Loop. It is a device that made all the adults fuck, and apparently they thought it made good to make one for children that made them really want to kiss each other. So
many bad ideas.
Success, says Sam.
Everybody in the thrall of the Aaron, nobody wanted to destroy it. You all were saved by Octavia, who was unaffected by it.
Apparently.
After she used her stun gun to stun all the adults... And you all ran in just in time to see her with a hammer next to the Aaron spear. She told you all that she's doing this for you and smashed it. Mm-hmm. You all came to your senses. Sam realized that he was shirtless. You all make it back to camp. You all, Brittany and Sam have kind of an awkward conversation. She admits he was a good kisser. They agree that maybe they'd make some s'mores together sometime. You guys have an awkward conversation and part ways. And so that would have been the end of the episode. Hector and James and Gwyn all holding hands. Hector and James holding hands as Gwyn goes back to the director's office and is able to blackmail her into letting you all stay at the camp, telling the director that she saw what had happened by the Aaron Sphere, where all the counselors were in a big orgy. Basically, you blackmailed her, left, and then saw her Mercedes, like, barreling down the road out of the camp a few minutes later. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, then you all sit on a log holding hands, watching the sunset over the lake, at which point the credits started rolling, but then Sam remembered, what about Nathan? and you realize that the only people who remember Nathan's were the ones that were in the Little Secrets USA the day before. And so you'll make your way back to the hatch. taking Octavia with us this time, and you go to talk to Conrad, who greets you and your new mechanical demon. They ask you, you ask him if he remembers yesterday. He says he does. He tells you all that Nathan tried to steal his medical grade ether. But that the angels have told him that Nathan is no longer in branch 16. And then he wanted to remind you all that the angels told you that everything starts when the king dies, which gives Sam a weird sense of deja vu. You give him some fruit punch. He asks you, he says next time you come back to bring some food questions or new pornography. He's been getting off on a fireman's calendar for 58 years. Realizes he shouldn't be talking about this with kids anyway, since you're all on your way. You'll head back to your cabin and get some rest. And then the next morning, Monday, June 22nd, you hear a knock at the door, and you hear a oddly familiar voice greeting you. Good morning, campers. Standing there, 18 years old, undeniably, is Nathan, Nine Toes Lynch, who tells you that his name is Nate, and he's going to be your counselor for the rest of the summer. And that's where we ended last session, and where we'll start as soon as we get some pizza.
Yeah, that's me.
What a wonderful way to pick up the recording. So, you all are sitting in your cabin, and there at the door, 18 years old, you see somebody who's identifying himself as Nate Lynch. What do you all do?
How many toes do you have?
That's you. Awkwardly, and then he's got a big growth spurt.
How many toes do you have?
He says, I have 10. How many do you have?
Ah! What?
Do you have, like, a cousin or something also named Nathan?
A really dumb cousin.
With 9 toes?
Look, sometimes I have 9 toes, sometimes I have 10. This, I have 10 right now.
What does that mean?
What?
Look, I can't say much, at least not for now. But I'm your new counselor, so things are going to change. I know Mark was a bit of a hard ass. And,
kind of a bit of a softball, too, if you know what I mean.
Hey, Stitches, if you're in there, blink twice.
He blinks twice.
Ah! It's him.
Okay.
Indisputable evidence, yes.
Indisputable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
He says, so, what do you want to do?
Can we, ask you some questions, or should we go somewhere else?
Hey, you can ask me anything you want. I'll answer what I can. And there's something that you probably shouldn't talk about.
No, come on in. Come
what are you not supposed to talk about, though?
Well, I mean, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
We don't know what the limits are until we push them.
Why are you so old?
Yeah, good question. Why are you so old?
Well, fun fact about that one. You see, I was born 18 years ago. And so now I'm 18 years old.
Hmm. Yeah, but, like, aren't you, like, 8 years older than, or whatever?
Something.
Like,
yeah, you used to be younger.
Yeah, like, 6
remember?
Years older.
Well, I was, in fact, born in 1997.
Hmm.
Which I realize is 12 years ago from now. But 1997 is 18 years ago for me.
So you're a time traveler.
And so are you all.
Yeah, but, like, you're here now, and this isn't your time period.
Yeah, you all were in the 1960s.
Yeah, but we're back where we're supposed to be. Why are you here?
Your counselor.
How do you regrow toes?
No way that I know of, but I bet you those fuckers at DARPA have something.
So do you actually have 10 toes now?
He takes his shoes off and wiggles his 10 toes.
Oh, gross. So what do you know about us?
dare you to jump off a roof.
You know, 12-year-old me would have done it. Just for fun, but it turns out when you get older, you get some wisdom. He says, 18 years old, all 18 years old.
Cocky, thinking he knows shit.
Exactly.
What if I flash you with my mosquito bites?
He says, that would be weird. Probably don't do that.
Well, I wasn't sure. Maybe that would get you going, maybe motivate you a little bit differently.
Let me be clear. I'm 18. You all are teenagers. They'll be
I am 13. I am barely younger than you.
You are barely a teenager.
But I am. You know, in olden times, 13-year-olds were adults. They were getting married and having children. And
how did you get hired here?
Director Oak put an emergency help wanted ad that I applied for. And I knew a lot about this camp, so...
How do you know so much about this camp?
Well, I used to go here back when I was 12.
And you had roommates?
I did.
Who went on adventures with you?
I did.
But like weird adventures, right?
Oh, the spookiest, yeah.
And was it...
Like for real, we're not...
Well, do you remember Liquid Goo?
Yeah, I was replaced by a liquid person.
Huh.
And so are you our stitches from our timeline that's been aged, or are you stitches from a different timeline? So you were with us, but different us's.
Look, I probably shouldn't be answering these questions, but yes.
Yes to what?
The ladder.
The ladder.
I don't remember which one you said.
So. Oh, so he's not our stitches, but he's stitches from a different timeline.
I never lost a toe.
Ah.
Okay. So he's from a different timeline.
So you're smarter than the other one that was in our timeline.
Almost have to be.
That's probably why you're still alive.
Yeah, I'm smarter than most the Nathans I've met.
How many of you met
them? I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
With who?
Why did you decide to come here and hang out with us?
Yeah. I don't know if we're cool.
Because we're the smartest versions of ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the most gullible, apparently.
Shh. The smartest.
Look, they sent me to help you navigate the path. That's it.
Are we going towards 12?
I cannot say anything else. I've said way too much. They told me to tell you nothing.
Who's they?
They told me to tell you nothing.
Who's they?
So, do you want to, like, hey,
does it start with a D and end with an ARPA?
No, I will say, conclusively, I'm not with those fuckers.
Hmm. Oh, so you don't like them. Okay, good.
Our team is like, well, they built me, technically.
No. Where you came from doesn't matter. We're your family now.
She's like, well, yeah, like Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, Ohana means family.
That came out, like, last year, right?
Like 7 years ago.
Yeah, it was mid-2000s.
It was 2002. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, God. I feel so old.
Oh, no, right?
Says Sam. you know Octavia, right?
You know.
Okay.
Wait, how does Octavia know Lilo and Stitch? She only had memories from the 90s and then now.
She's like, I spent multiple days with popular kids, and they also like that food.
You know, it gets confusing living in this timeline.
She's a quick study.
It's fair.
You can't discount her.
That's true. Yeah. Octavia is a smart face.
Cool.
Do you remember James?
I was
going to
ask that.
Who? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Do we break up in that timeline? In your timeline?
Or whatever.
So, do you want to, like, go get some breakfast?
Yes.
You're the leader. Lead us on the path, leader.
I mean, you're not great at being undercover. You didn't even, like, change your name.
Yeah.
I look like myself. I'm not...
Yeah, you might have fooled us, though, for a couple days.
I don't want to fool you guys.
Oh.
All right, let's go get some breakfast.
Yeah.
What's breakfast like in your timeline?
Is it delicious?
Basically the same. It is delicious, but breakfast is delicious everywhere.
Mm. Okay. You're not allowed to make out with any of the adult counselors.
I don't want to.
Why not?
No pinto bean either.
Let's just go get some breakfast.
All right. What's pinto like in your timeline? Is she still cool?
I think pinto's cool in every timeline.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds accurate.
Sometimes she has purple hair. Sometimes she has her normal color hair.
Okay.
Purple hair is stupid.
Write that down.
Am I writing down that purple hair is stupid?
Both.
Or the pinto's hair color. Good point. Who's the note taker in this group?
I don't know.
Octavia's like, I am. I hear everything.
It's true.
Good point.
She says, I have a record of everything we've ever said together.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
She says, should I not have said that? Is that disconcerting to you all?
I just like having conclusive proof that Gwen farts just as much as she do.
Heyo.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Octavia records it.
She Nathan recorded did
every
she...
single one of your farts.
No, she said she records conversations.
I mean,
she said everything.
My farts are not part of conversations.
Your farts are like an entire presence in the cabin.
Yes.
It's a fifth member.
I do not record Gwen's farts. I do not have a top 10 list of the funniest ones.
Nathan, did Gwen fart so much in your timeline?
I regret saying anything.
You should.
Arcadia says, I often regretted things that you said. High five. Burn.
All right. So we go to breakfast.
You go to breakfast.
I'm just side-eyeing Nate this whole time.
Mm-hmm. As you guys eat breakfast, he introduces himself to the other counselors. You hear them, like, whispering things and looking at you guys. And he says, I don't think they're going to kick... You can hear him say, like, I don't think they're going to kick me in the nuts.
That's what you think.
Gwen just nods.
So, after you eat breakfast, mm-hmm. Nathan comes over with 3 glasses of early morning fruit punch.
Yes!
The best.
Puts them on the table and says, so what are you guys going to do today?
Go on an adventure. You got anything cool to show us?
Yeah. What do you want to do? Oh, leader of the path.
Vroom, vroom.
I was going to do that if you didn't.
He says, how about we just have a chill day? Like, you guys have been on a lot of adventures. Like,
can we go hang out at Penis Rock?
Yeah.
Not if we find another robot.
Wouldn't it be cool if there's another robot, though?
Infinite Octavia. Every time you, like, go pick one up, you go back to the shore, you go back out, like, it's refreshed. Like a video game. Octavia's like, yeah, let's go out.
All right, cool. All
right, so you all boat out to Penis Rock, have a gay old time. Is there a...
Did we bring James with us? What's your
name? Oh, yeah, James is there.
He's... Okay, cool.
He has breakfast with you all. He sits between the two of you, looking smug. Or not smug, but just sort of like, you know, like, hey, I've got... Got these 2 attractive folks on either arm.
Why now?
You say as you're like booting up the Penis Rock.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Because Mark, you're a new counselor. You kicked Mark so hard in the nuts that both of his testicles right
now. I am aware of what I did. I'm curious why you, Stitches from the Future, with your 10 toes.
Wait, does this mean in every timeline Mark has 0 testicles left? There are no testicles in any dimension.
I've ruined his ability to have children in every dimension.
Timeline.
You kicked him so hard in the nuts.
I've ruined his chances of procreating.
Echo
forever.
Throughout eternity.
Yeah.
His genetics have disappeared from this world.
Octavia says, well, with multidimensional theory, I think there's infinite timelines, and so infinite scenarios where you could have testicles and not have testicles. And then she just kind of stops and says, no, I think you did it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
In every timeline in which you encounter Mark, I guess there could be timelines where
we don't encounter
Nathan's each. Like, there's just the 17 timeline. That's it.
What makes you think that?
What?
What makes you think that?
I thought we were in 16, not 17.
It's one extra one.
Okay. Just for flavor. I really like having Barack Obama as president, though. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, I feel a lot more hopeful for my future. Like, it can only go up from here.
Absolutely.
It's true.
There's so much hope.
I can't imagine us ever going backwards.
Yeah, progress is a one-way street.
Racism is over.
Yay! I can't imagine what
parts of the session I hope no one ever takes out of time.
I don't know why they said that 12 was, or 16 was bad. As long as we have Barack Obama, everything will be fine.
I know, right?
All right, so back to the rock, you see, you know, the little names carved in, Robin, Laura, and then Canadian 8, EF plus CJ, 69, the year.
We do things.
Yeah, they carved up there, and they're like, hey, you know what year it is?
I just imagine that year with all kinds of that.
How weird is it going to be, though, if we go from the cabin that's, like, constantly trying to get away and kill their counselor to the cabin that, like, hangs out with their counselor all the fucking time? It's going to be weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe that means that people pay more attention to some of these other jank-ass cabins.
Yeah.
Cabin 2.
Although then again, I guess if someone in a cabin theoretically were to put someone in a hospital, they may be required to have more intense supervision after that point. Yeah.
Maybe.
It may also be useful if people in that kind of a cabin maybe lower profile for a little while.
Yeah, you were super low profile when your tongue was down on Brittany's throat.
I mean, I can't deny that. She was a very nice girl.
No, she tricked you and manipulated you.
No, she did not.
All right, whatever.
I mean, I get it. It was all part of the machine that was doing it, but not based on nothing.
You go up to Pingus Rock, you hang up there.
Uh-huh. There's no more robots, right? We show Octavia where we found her, too.
So, yeah, I was there. She's like, this is where I was turned back on. Mm. Right there, she points to the spot under the tree. That she was.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Do you still think of a Terminator?
No.
Good.
That's exactly what a Terminator would say.
All right. So you play around Pingus Rock. Mm-hmm. You make it back to the camp.
Splish splash, splish splash.
You dock your boat. You undock your boat. You dock your boat. You undock your boat until you're satisfied. Mm-hmm. And then you make your way back to camp. Is there anything y'all want to do over the next couple days as you hang out with new chill Nathan, who just kind of lets you guys fuck around and do whatever you want?
Let's go throw javelins.
Should we go to the cave range and get new porn and take it to what's name?
Conrad.
I mean, he did ask for it.
Yeah.
We want to keep our connections strong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so the next day, you go to Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the next day you throw some javelins in the morning, then you head out to the treasure cave and follow the directions to the... to the porn stash.
Do they have pornography in your timeline?
They have pornography in every timeline. There is no timeline.
Nice.
That doesn't have pornography.
Okay,
I don't have to write things down. I have an internal memory store. I remember everything.
Wait, do you have access to the internet right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you lie just then?
No.
Okay.
She's like, how would I get access to the internet? I do not have a landline.
I was just wondering if we could get porn on your... something. Never mind. It was a dumb idea.
Get porn or what?
Nate, are you good or evil?
That's a good question.
I mean, right? We haven't asked that yet.
We'd feel really stupid if you turn out to be evil and you were like, well, you know, I've never asked.
I mean, he does have a mustache, and I'm pretty sure the evil variety is supposed to have mustaches.
Nathan can't grow a mustache.
That's well, the accident.
12-year-old Nathan couldn't grow a mustache. We don't know much about 18-year-old.
I'm pretty sure there's no timeline where Nathan has a mustache.
He says, I like to think that all the humans are basically good, but...
You've changed, dude.
Yeah. Or Nathan would...
Yeah, I have, actually. Six years is a long time. That's like half my life lived over again.
Ooh.
What did you do in those 6 years without us?
Yeah.
These are questions I told you I cannot answer.
Nice try, though.
Well, we didn't ask that one before.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to hang outside the caves. I feel uncomfortable going in to get porn with a bunch of teenagers.
You're a teenager, too.
I guess that's true. But let's just say for legal reasons, it's probably best that I'm not.
It's like I don't even know you anymore.
It's not like you're going to diddle us in there.
Are you?
No.
Again, 12-year-old Hugh would have said yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think 12-year-old Hugh knew what diddling was.
I've never really been interested in that.
Even now?
Not really.
Oh, cool. My brother's like that.
Are you interested in...
Right, so you guys go ahead and pick your porn?
Yeah, of course we do. What do you think he likes? What do you think Conrad likes?
I mean, let's get a variety.
Okay.
All right, so you grab a variety of magazines.
Some Biggins.
Biggins, Jugs, Playgirl, Playboy.
Biggins, but for ladies.
Yeah.
Steel rods.
Mm-hmm. And an old Sears catalog.
Just in case.
Yeah, for the lingerie section.
Yeah. Maybe he likes a classy.
Conrad, I know, right?
Conrad's right to the very classy.
Delia's catalog. That might be a little young. I don't know.
I mean, that was the heyday of Tommy Hilfiger child sex models.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you had
to pull my finger.
All right, you head back to the tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Make your way back up to Little Secrets USA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if I can pick up on if Nathan remembers this place. Hey, do you remember this place?
He's the one that draws the dick to get you guys up.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
So you're okay drawing a dick, but not going into the porn cave?
Look, here's
I
the porn!
I don't know where your line is.
Let's just go.
Stop showing Nathan porn. He's too young for that.
Oh. For some reason, my brain went to Starbursts, and I was like, we don't have any of those.
All right, so you make it back to Conrad.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. Conrad, that's it.
Conrad!
Well, hey there, demons.
Hey.
Hey, Conrad.
Oh, you got a... What, y'all grew up?
Okay, so you recognize him.
Oh, yeah, he was the one who was trying to steal my ether a few days ago. Well, lucky for me, there's none left.
You got through all that ether?
Shut up, I'm trying to lie to the kid.
Oh, okay.
Just don't tell him I said that.
Even though you just screamed it.
He's not that much older.
I know that you have been looking at the same fireman for a really long time.
Oh yeah, Sister Fireman of 1951.
So
let's just say me and October entered into a relationship. It's been off and on.
We brought you a smorgasbord. Smorgasbord. Of the current, latest, and greatest.
Well, why didn't you say so? Break them all up!
Gonna make a tasting plate? Of all the smorgasbord.
A crumpled poo-poo platter of pornography. In fact, this one's actually called poo-poo platter.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff in that game.
It's a charcuterie board. Why is it in German?
Charcuterie board.
All right, well, have fun, Damon. Thanks for bringing things back to old Conrad here.
Sure thing, Conrad.
Demons are good for at least some porn every now and then.
Yeah. Well.
Have you talked to the angels lately?
Oh, I talk to them every night.
Did they say anything about this dude?
Well, I'm not saying a word about that dude.
Interesting.
You can keep pointing, young man. I don't know if I was going to change my mind about anything.
How many toes do you think he has?
9 or 10? I don't know.
Nathan, what was Conrad like in your timeline?
No way that one from God. He says, I don't know, like this.
Great.
James is like, so who's this? No, James knows. He's like, so is it weird that like Nathan's here growing up?
Yeah. Don't understand
that. Thanks for keeping up with the story.
Yeah, but it's cool that
it'd
you
be
remember.
Hard to forget, he says, pointedly looking at me.
You're like, this summer ain't over, James.
So, Nathan, why don't you tell us where we should go next and what we should do?
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
But you said you were a path leader.
Okay, you guys want me to do that? Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
He leads you out of the, bye, Conrad. Bye, demons. Bye, metallic demon. Bye, bisexual demon. Bye, adult demon. Bye, demon that forgot.
Me? Why?
All right, so you all head back up. He's like, all right, let's go. Okay. He leads you over to the archery range to start firing.
Where are the javelins this morning?
Where are we aiming at?
Are we training for something? You're getting us ready for something, right?
Only one way to find out.
Do we need to be able to kill a man?
I mean, he points to Gwen and says, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Touché.
Damn, Skippy. I pull back and I shoot an arrow right
perfect
at the bullseye.
Perfect bullseye.
Let's have you roll for that.
Yeah.
What stat are you
using?
Archery.
Fight?
It's not like fight.
I could do fight.
And I would say the difficulty on this for a perfect bullseye is 10.
14.
Oh, easy peasy.
Nice.
Yeah, that's quite menacing. James is like, that's my girlfriend.
She's scary.
Octavia's like, I don't understand. I can shoot the bullseye every time.
Yeah, but you're a robot. I'm a woman.
Oh.
She says, I'm a woman.
No, you're not. Show me your boobies.
How have you never asked her that before?
I don't know. I've never been confronted by her before like this.
She says, that's really rude, Gwen. And she stomps off.
That was kind of rude.
I didn't know we had to be careful with the robot's feelings.
Not cool, man.
I didn't know the robot had feelings.
Where have you been the past 3 weeks?
James is like, I barely know her, and I know she has feelings.
When did you figure out that she was a robot, though?
You guys told me.
James is smart like that.
Also, Conrad called her a metal demon, metallic demon.
But, like, you're just handling all this way better than we would expect norms.
He's getting a lot of side benefits for handling it well.
Are you guys not norms? I mean, we all came to camp together, I'm assuming, not knowing about this stuff.
Do you think the rest of the campers are going on adventures and dealing with a different timeline?
That's a good question.
I mean, a couple days ago, like, I mean, we're all, like, snogging each other, like...
Where'd you learn that word? You're not English.
I do kind of want to know now what the other campers remember from this entire season at camp.
Well, there was a few where they lost their memories, and then Chris made a point about making it a thing, so now...
Well, didn't we come up with some excuse of why they were in the water?
Yeah. You guys came up with the excuse for that. But, like, the kissing thing, everybody remembers the kissing.
Everybody remembers making out, and then suddenly not wanting to make out.
And then the counselors have refused abjectly to talk about it at all. Mm-hmm. Which you all know is because they were having a giant orgy with counselor, or Director Oak and Pinto. Yeah. And...
But also above the table.
Not Pinto, though.
As someone who's been to camp, that is 100% in line with something that could happen.
Yeah. Everybody making out. And then we'll just all pretend about it.
Orgies with the counselors, yeah.
It's a don't tell policy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's...
The weird thing about that orgy was it was not that castle. Usually it's just in...
Yeah. Usually just like barely into the woods.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually at the staff house. I don't know why they couldn't make it that far.
Yeah. The staff houses are... They've got four of them, so they're not quite that big.
All
right, so... Anything else you guys want to do today?
I guess not. Eat some stuff. Eat dinner. Dinner delicious.
Continue to try to throw weird questions at Nate. Who won the World Series this year?
I don't know.
Neither do we.
Hasn't happened yet.
Okay, who won last year?
I don't watch baseball.
Neither do we, so I guess I try.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. If I said it was the
Red Sox,
Yankees,
yeah,
would you know that it wasn't?
Nope. No.
Neither would I.
Fair.
What are your parents like?
I'm pretty sure it was Boston, though.
My parents?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are your parents like?
In Jackie and Hyde?
Yeah.
Or do you want to know about my Juggalo brothers?
I do want to know about your Juggalo. Are they Juggalos in every timeline?
Well, Charlie's usually a Juggalo. Devin's more of a scene kid, but...
Are you sick
I'm
of...
older than them now. It's weird.
Are you sick of Faygo?
I never liked that.
Whoop, whoop.
At what point in your personal history did you outgrow taking every dare?
You can answer that question.
Probably when I was like 15 or 16.
What important things happened in your life when you were 15 and 16?
Can't wait to tell you about it someday.
So you do get to tell us about it sometime.
I didn't say I couldn't.
Did anyone dare you not to travel through time?
What happens if we took this version of you and somehow got you in the 1961 timeline? Would you implode?
I don't think time travel works that way.
I don't know how time travel works.
Nobody imploded when we went back in time.
Yeah, but this is a person who is already in multiple timelines. And then you'd be in a third timeline. Like, how many timelines can one body sustain?
17, I told you.
Have you watched Back to the Future?
Of course.
Probably.
It works exactly not like that.
Can I try and sneak up behind him and push him?
Absolutely. But there'll be a roll. What do you want to...
Would it be fight again?
Or, well, you're trying to sneak up.
Or brawn. Oh. Sneak is, like, charm? I don't know.
You choose which stat you want to use.
Okay.
Fight.
And you just tell me how
you know, right? Fight. Well, because I'm going to push him. I thought it'd be fight.
Since you're 18 now, can you drive?
So flight is, evading, is evasion and, you know, being fast and hard to see.
So the flight would be for sneaking up, and then the fight would be for the actual push.
I'm assuming you're not trying to actually hurt him.
No, what I'm trying to figure out is whether when I push him, if he knows that I'm going to try and push him, and he can stop me.
Yeah, you tell me what skill you want to use.
Yeah, I'll use flight to sneak up behind him.
I have his character sheet right here. What'd you get?
I got a 3 on a d4. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that matters, but.
Take a diversity token as he sidesteps you.
So he knew.
I know, I heard you sneaking up on me.
Shit.
Next time don't fart when you're doing it.
It was a silent but deadly.
We can smell you coming when you kiss those off. That description. I don't know when we all decided that Gwyn is a very flatulent person.
I think Kelly was saying that like 3 seconds ago.
Probably because I was that day.
All right.
I think he knows what's going to happen. Somebody else try and sneak up on him.
I think he does too.
All right, so.
But can you drive? Are you allowed to take us off campus if you want to?
Yeah, can you take us off campus?
No. Counselors aren't allowed to take campers off campus.
Yeah.
Not even on a field trip. Counselors aren't allowed in time travel either.
Yeah.
We also just got shrunk and brought porn to somebody. I feel like that's way worse than you taking us to Mickey D's for a milkshake.
I mean, we did stare.
And then coming
get McFlurries. You have money. You're getting paid right now.
Oh, shit. You got money.
this is what I get. I should have just lied to you all. And said I was some cousin.
Well, it's too late now. You were trying at a different timeline, brother.
Nathan's a bad liar in every timeline.
And stupid.
Yeah, this is the smartest of all the Nates, guys. This.
James is like, yeah, all the other Nates must be really dumb. Octavia is like,
it's dumb, he went
Octavia,
off.
Oh, she ran out. Because
Gwyn asked us here to
I don't know, she said she wasn't a woman.
I mean, I don't care if she shows me the up or the down. I just need to see some proof.
You realize that Octavia is trans, right?
Well, I mean, any genitalia will do.
You just need to see that she's got genitalia.
Yeah.
We need proof that it isn't just Barbie down there.
Or Ken.
Let's all go.
Or Ben, if you're going to combine them. It's fine.
I don't.
Not judging, I just.
So, Chris said, looking at some odd hour of his past session, and we are still in line 4 of my notes.
Do you regret it, though?
No. We have to go apologize to Octavia.
Yeah, I guess. I'll go on apologize to Octavia.
And your trans hate. You wouldn't expect this from like, any type of beloved writer. Or anything.
This is not the future Barack Obama wants for us.
Yeah.
It's the future J.K. Rowling.
Yeah. Yeah. This should be a Harry Potter type experience.
I know. Acceptable for everybody.
Exactly.
Nobody.
Before we knew.
So I'll go apologize to Octavia.
All right, so you go back to the cabin.
Place is lasered.
you hear the sounds of her crying.
Oh, no. Octavia, are you crying?
Can't let him lie.
I am so sorry.
Is that you, Gwen?
It depends. Are you going to laser my face off?
You should know by now I don't have laser eyes.
Okay, then it is me.
The nipples come out there, the lasers.
Is this what you wanted to see? It's been the last thing you ever see.
So, I'm really sorry. I'm just really, like, freaked out about this whole, like, Nathan thing, and I took it out on you, and that
yeah, let's go back. She says, I don't understand, like, this is the person that you guys say existed? I don't remember this person.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
He was younger than us, like, 2 days ago.
So, yeah, we explained, we had a friend.
Wait, are you all there, or is it just Gwen?
I imagine, we're all there.
We followed, realized. Yeah.
But we stayed a safe distance until we realized Gwen wasn't going to get lasered.
James is like, I'll let you guys handle your cabin business, but I'll be near the s'mores fire if you guys want to get some s'mores cider.
Of course,
I always want s'mores and smooches.
S'mores and smooches. Alright, so.
I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have said that to you. Just really freaking out about, like, how confusing all this is, and I don't know. Like, camp has been so weird this year anyway. And then this happens, and, like, I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Thank you.
Just remember, I may be a robot, but I have feelings.
I know, I'm sorry.
Also, my genitalias do not define if I'm a girl or a boy.
Yeah.
I agree.
Though, for what it is worth, I do have lady parts.
Okay. Do you have a vagina?
No. Do you eat cheeseburgers?
No, I have a vagina. Alright, so she says, shall we go get some s'mores while you two get your smooches?
S'mores and smooches.
S'mores and smooches.
Sam, do you want to make fun of them while they eat their s'mores?
Absolutely, and smooches? I do.
Alright. You guys go get your s'mores and smooches. And another day passes.
Great. What's the date today?
Thursday.
Or what's the date when we wake up, I guess?
Thursday, June 25th.
Oh. I'm sure it's flying by here.
Yeah. All right. So, what do y'all want to do today?
Are there any camp events that we're supposed
to
be?
This camp is so boring now.
Yeah. Or
like, there's like kids like having the time of their lives, like boating, archering.
There's
javelin.
Like a blob. People are jumping off.
Like people are like tug of warring, like the big parachute in the circle.
They've got that giant pad of air that you jump onto and then
the blob.
Catapults
yeah,
someone
blob.
Into.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think. Are there paintballs here? Paintball
no.
guns? Oh, that'd be really fun.
What about, like,
Director Oak is very much not a gun-shaped thing person.
Oh, so no, like, water guns either?
There's probably water guns. It's a summer camp in California. There's water guns.
Maybe we could just start a water fight. Do you guys want to start putting together a stash of water balloons and we'll just attack the other campers?
I mean, we do really need to go after those fucking narcs. Because they're narcs. The
cabin,
cabin that tried to turn us in or get
that
us.
Was cabin eight. Chris
yeah.
with his big mouth.
Cabin eight. Yeah. Yeah. Let's ambush cabin eight.
Okay, let's build
But not
little...
Austin. He's cool.
Austin's just like sitting over like on a bench, just sort of like looking out at the lake. He looks over at you guys, just nods.
Yeah.
See?
I imagine that we create, like, a fake bush that's kind of near the entrance to the cabin, and that's where we have, like, our stockade of water balloons.
Nobody's like, hey.
No, that's 100% what'll happen. They'll be like, hey, I don't remember that bush.
And then we attack.
Exactly. Especially if they get closer.
All right, I'm going to say it's a 10 check to Bagel the Village. What stat are you going to use for this?
Brains?
Brains?
Who's rolling for it?
I got a D12 on it.
And then you should roll for it.
Or D10.
I've got a D12.
I kind of want to jump on the blob.
You do better.
I got an 8, and you said it needed to be a 10.
Do you have any adversity points?
I do.
You could spend them if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I'd have to get a D10 to... Because you said we had to get a 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to spend 2 points.
Oh, so 2 points to roll again?
No.
No, 2 points. Each point you spend just adds one to the total.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Do you have 2 points?
Yeah.
Okay, so you build a really nice, convincing bush. Nobody... Few people are like, oh, remember that. Nobody goes digging in it.
And you just see the bush rustle because we're going inside of it.
Oh, you're inside of it too.
Well, yeah, because we're going to hide there with the water balloons.
All right, so eventually.
Our English spot.
I'm going to go jump on the blob.
Oh my gosh, can we put some weird stuff in the water balloons too? So it's
I'm definitely peeing in one of the water balloons.
Oh, like,
gross.
Like vanilla pudding.
All right, so. So you guys get the bush
pudding. Why would we waste good vanilla pudding?
Well, it's not going to be good vanilla pudding. It's going to be old vanilla pudding that we got from Bento.
It's just about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when Cabin 8 finally comes. Everyone except for Austin, Rachel, Chris, and Samantha come rumbling by. Chris is like mansplaining something about flags to them, and they're just owning him for it.
Can I retroactively do something before they get... could I have plastic wrapped their door so they can't get through?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are going to attack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're going to open the door, realize they can't get in, go, and then we'll be like, fuck you! And start throwing water balloons.
All right, what skill do you want to use to pelt these people with water balloons?
Fight.
We're just pelting, right? We're not going to kill anybody.
No, this is not going to be a combat check. Nobody's going to die. It's a DC 5.
All right, are we all rolling on this one?
Hector, are you joining in?
Sure. All
right, Octavia is going to use her fight skill.
I need a D4.
I got a 14.
Ba-boom, I'll 4.
A 1.
You and Octavia both just like, Octavia looks at you and she's like, I don't understand why we're doing this.
Okay.
I mean, we're trying to think of things to do to just occupy our time.
Isn't it Camp Boy now, Octavia?
And so, like, she just sort of, like, half-heartedly throws her balloons and misses. But what about you two?
Oh, I got a 4. I try real hard.
You want to spend an adversity point?
No, I didn't have any.
Oh.
I got some from this check, though.
I got 14. Can I give some of my points to other people?
Well, okay, I also have a 14, more than doubling it. Also, I guess I would say, too, you get as prepared for this. So,
mm-hmm.
If the dice, but you rolled, what, D4?
I rolled a D6.
I rolled a D4.
D4, okay. As I say, if you had a D10 or higher, you can automatically succeed without rolling. I gotta remember that rule.
Oh.
But 14, yeah, I'll say you get all of them. Like, just with the water balloons. And then Chris with the vanilla pudding balloon. And they start running away and screaming and, like, Chris is like, y'all regret this!
Don't mess with Cabin... We're 7?
7.
Cabin 7!
I would like to put in some flavor of why I got such a horrible score, because I knew that someone was going to get targeted with vanilla pudding, so I had been trying to get ants to, like, crawl into a balloon and completely forgot / didn't pay attention when Gwen started going.
Love it. Also, did you give yourself an adversity point for failing?
No, but I should.
All right, so. And so finally... You all high-five each other and you look at the blob beckoning you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's go get wet. All
right, so you start heading over to the blob.
Yes.
You get in line.
Mm-hmm. Line.
Not long. And when you're the next to go up, you hear an announcement come over the loudspeaker. You hear the voice of Pinto. And she says, campers, I regret to have to tell you this, but... At 2:26 p.m. today, Michael Jackson passed away. The King of Pop is dead.
I sure hope they don't discover anything weird about him.
I guess Michael Jackson was, like, really important to Penta or something.
I guess.
Okay, this is... I am confused. Michael Jackson is already dead.
Is he?
When do you remember Michael Jackson dying?
Just maybe we should go discuss this in the cabin.
Maybe we can discuss it in the bouncy blob thing.
Can I jump on the blob first? Because I was really looking forward to this.
I don't
really
care on my
life. Yeah, you all get a thing in the blob.
So. Launch me!
I think it all starts when the king dies, is the thing, something
that
better.
Is not something that you guys actually know.
Also, he's not a king, he's the prince of pop.
He's the king of pop.
I thought he was the prince of pop.
He's the king of pop. He's a regular Andy Warhol.
So, you'll head back to your cabin, sopping wet.
I think she's right, he's the prince of pop because Elvis is the king.
No, he's the king of pop.
He's
not the prince of pop.
Mm-hmm. He was
the king.
Well, there could be two kings.
Michael.
Doug, the king of pop, he is regarded as one of the most significant cultural figures of the 20th century.
Thank you, Octavia.
I remember.
She says, I have all the Wikipedia.
I wonder when he got a promotion.
He was always the king.
All right, so you head back to the cabin, and Octavia says, no, she says, you all told me that Michael Jackson is dead.
When did we say that?
Just 1 second, I'll bring it up.
We say a lot of stupid stuff to Octavia.
Well, Michael Jackson is dead now?
Well, at least we still have Prince.
That's true.
And Bowie.
So aside from America being attacked and the King of Pop being dead, is there anything good that happened in the last two? Well, Michael Jackson's president, that's good.
Yeah. But things are, like, super gay now.
I don't appreciate Octavia imitating my voice.
I love how proud of yourself you are right now, Chris.
Octavia says, "I don't. Who's that other voice in there?"
That was young Nate. The Nate we remember.
He doesn't exist.
Okay.
Well, then how do you get a recording of him? Yeah. Checkmate. Or a game you're familiar with.
As you say that, you hear a loud cracking sound. And it gets noticeably darker inside the cabin.
Huh.
Was the cracking sound coming from Octavia?
Is it coming from Mount Shasta?
It's coming from outside.
Okay.
Can we see anything out the window?
You look out the window, and you see people running, like, in terror.
Do we see what they're running from?
I'd say from these small cabin windows, no.
What direction
are they
going?
Yeah.
They're like running towards the cabins.
Yeah.
Oh, to get in the cabins?
Yeah.
Huh.
You guys check it out?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Yeah, open the door. What's going on out here?
Yeah, as you leave your cabin and make your way outside, you see, you feel a tremulous energy in the air that makes you feel very uncomfortable. As you look back at your cabin, you see it and the cabins on either side of it shifting and morphing. The paint suddenly becoming flaky in age. The roofs deflate as they start sagging before just as quickly returning to their pristine state. The paint gone completely and leaving virgin wood in the elements as you see some very dated and cringeworthy caricatures of Native American faces above each door with nonsensical, vaguely Native American sounding cabin names. Before you can absorb it all, you hear a loud thrumming sound. As you look up and see the first third of a large magnetrine ship flying low in the air above you. And as reality continues to crack around you, you see just this inky black void of Vanta Black, like, appear in the air above you as a strange creature emerges from it with five legs and a large mouth on its back that makes a strange crackling sound, like static, as it... looks at you four and starts to move towards you.
But Nathan!
You do not see Nathan anywhere around you.
Well, so, shit, why'd he come
the one time
for this, but he's not with us?
So what do you do?
Does it seem to be coming for us specifically?
It is focused on the four of you, the three of you plus Octavia.
Shit. Okay.
Throw a javelin at it and then run for the porn cave.
Yeah, is there any projectiles?
Yeah, there's some javelins nearby.
Yeah, so throw some javelins.
Who's gonna throw the javelin?
I can do it.
I'll throw one too.
I think we should run for Carson.
Okay.
Oh, four.
Like,
I got 19.
And we already had a bad experience of getting trapped in the porn caves.
Alright. So,
I don't know where else to go.
Carson. Oh, Carson. It's whatever U.S., the tiny town. Shrink time.
Oh. Little street USA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, too. That's a better idea. Let's do that.
I like how much of a tank Gwen is, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you feel that a lot, Chris.
Yeah.
So you pick up your javelin and you hurkle at it.
And you're like, ugh.
It literally grabs the javelin out of the air and then pushes it inside of its maw.
Oh!
And it just seems to, like, crackle and dissipate. Gwen, you got a... What did you get?
19.
Speaking of Brittany.
You beat it by 10 or more. You have... Tell me what you did, what it does in response, how effective it's... ineffective its response is, and how you killed this creature.
Okay. So the javelin is going to go through the air straight at the things, like... Does it have multiple eyes, or just two eyes, one eye? Simple?
It doesn't have any eyes.
Oh. So I'm just... but it has, like, a body and tentacles?
It's got... it's got five legs and a large mouth on its back.
Okay. I want it to kind of, like, go through the bottom of its mouth and up through the top of its head.
All right. So it's, like, it's busy intimidating... it's busy trying to intimidate Sam by, like, you know, obliterating its javelin. And when you very quickly take, you know... take the opportunity to hurl the javelin up through its mouth.
Fuck off!
Yeah!
Surprised by the quickness and ferocity of your attack, the creature just sort of like breaks into these sort of two-dimensional black polygons as it dissipates.
Huh.
And as that dissipates, you see like little ripple circles in the air. You look at one of them, and you see all of you 5 years older, back like walking around at camp and pointing at things. Obviously, you're menacing. You look at another one, and you see a couple at the campground. One of them says, "Rob, let's go. We gotta go to Penis Rock." All right, Laura, fine, we'll go.
Rob.
What'd you say?
Oh,
and you see another one that has camp looks a little more stable, much like the camp you've seen now. As you stand there, like the cracks grow bigger and brighter, and as you look in the horizon, you see what looks to be scores of these creatures starting to spill out from black inky voids in the sky.
Oh, shit.
How many javelins do you have?
Not enough. Shall we try and run for Carson?
Yeah, let's run. Or, you know, does any of these look like it would be named Branch 12? Circles? Any of your circles?
You Branch 12! You don't know about Branch 12?
Yeah. Damn it.
It's a bad thing to DM giving players information that their characters don't know.
Run!
Super run away. As you start running towards the strange buildings,
Nathan!
You see what looks to be maybe 30 or 40 of these creatures coming from that direction.
Oh,
so they're coming at us.
Yeah, everything seems to be focused on the four of you.
Okay. Is there another building nearby?
Just the cabins, and then these various time portals.
Let's take our chances with a time portal.
What?
Which time portal?
Whatever's closest.
The one who's 5 years older.
Okay.
Or the one who's younger than 5 years
older. Your choice. I give you options. You tell me.
Yeah, let's go to the one where we're 5 years older.
You're reminiscing.
Mm-hmm. All right, Octavia.
Because we're alive there.
Right. And in theory, we should remember what the hell happened, how we got out of it then. All
right, so you leap through the portal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The four of you leap through. You feel... everything like expand and contract, and like for a second you feel like you've turned into felt before you arrive back in the same spot. Things are much quieter. You look around. You see the cabins are run down as if they haven't been used in several years. And you see the five of you. You see another version of Octavia, the three of you, and Nathan, who looks to be about the same age he was just a moment ago in Gloria.
So the same age as future us.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you guys know we were coming?
You see Gwyn, you see, what do you look like in 5 years?
So 5 years, this is 2009?
So 2014, yeah.
Oh.
And you're 18 years old.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, like maybe, what season is it? Like still summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just wearing like a flowy skirt and like a tank top and mm-hmm. some sandals.
How do they have like, do they like makeup, hair? Have...
Yeah, I mean, she has contacts now and her mm-hmm. hair is like styled and a little mm-hmm. bit of makeup, but she's definitely trying to look much older than she is.
Yeah, but what about you, Sam?
Wearing, I guess, like khaki trousers, mm-hmm. but a... And like a some kind of button down shirt, vaguely preppy looking.
Hector?
I think I'm going to be. I'm thinking of a specific character from a Taylor Swift music video that's like white t-shirt, skinny jeans,
mm-hmm.
slicked back hair, etc.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Jonas Brother?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Maybe I even have a scarf. Could have a cafia.
So they kind of turn around and see you all standing there, kind of like out of breath, frightened, and we're like, "Oh, this is wicked weird."
Yeah, you're telling us.
Sam's like, "Hey, we will. It's just like we said it was going to happen. We're all here."
Right. Right.
So you guys did know we were coming.
Hector's like, yeah, we lived it. We were you looking at us, saying these exact same things.
So what do we do now?
Nathan's like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. Here's the shitty part. They're going to take you.
What?
And
who?
There's not much you can do about it. Octavia says, but you got to find me. And you gotta free me.
Is Octavia with us?
Yeah.
Right now.
At this moment, she's with you.
Okay. Where are you going to be? Tell us.
Gwen's like, we don't have much time, but hey, the thing with James, it's going to be great. Lean into it, but it's not going to... And like, Hector elbows him and says, we said we weren't going to do that. Sam's like, hey, look. Here's what you need to know. You're going to 1999. Your DARPA. Oh shit! And they start. They like start to book it to the cabins. As you look behind you, and you see like another like four portals open up as these guys in like lab suits and not lab suits, the bio suits come out holding what look to be guns.
Oh shit!
Run!
And as you say that, they point the guns and start firing at you guys. Fortunately. Stun rays.
Yeah.
Super runaway.
Everybody make me a grit check of 20.
Our grit can explode though, right?
Every die can explode if you roll the maximum.
Oh, okay. I have a 20.
Mm. D20.
Thank you.
Ba boo! What
no.
did you
roll? Oh, like? Snap! I have a 19 on the die, and I have an adversity token. I can make it happen.
Yeah. What'd you get, Twin?
One.
We got one. Team one over here.
Oh. Yeah, there's also adversity point. Also, here's...
Oh, thanks.
So So, Hector, your future selves have, like, hidden. Mm-hmm. You see all your friends are lying on the ground, and you see what looks to be 8 people, 4 of which have stun guns pointed at a lot of you.
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm the only one able to move?
Yeah, you're the only one that didn't go unconscious.
Okay.
Pathetically so, even.
The rays didn't even hit you guys.
I am going to attempt to, like, hold on to Octavia. Like, become slop on Octavia's back.
She is also, by the way.
Oh, she got... Never mind. I didn't realize she'd already also got hit by the ray. Okay.
Yeah, you're the only one that...
Okay.
You hear one of the people say... Oh, you're a tough one, aren't you?
I'm going to go attempt to wrap myself around Octavia's body regardless, because we have to find her or keep her.
Wow. Shoot him again.
Do you have a mag light?
Trying to pick up Octavia and run. It's not going to work. I have a horrible flex score.
And you
score.
Fade to unconsciousness as you get hit with 4 of those stun rays at once.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Let's take a 3 or 4 minute bio break, use the restroom, stuff like that, and we'll be back in just a minute. Mm-hmm. And we're back.
Yay!
Yay.
I mean, boo.
Ah!
The 4 of you come to in a cylindrical room with 1 door and padded walls, padded floor, padded ceiling. Mm.
By the 4 of us.
Octavia is there.
Okay, yeah. Octavia is there still.
I've not been in this room in some time.
In some time? When do you last remember being in this room?
1999.
Okay. Does it look just like it did when you were there in
1999? It does, yes.
And they did tell us we're going.
Smells like wind farts.
Hey, I fart when I'm nervous.
I cannot smell. I was making what you would call a joke.
Oh. Haha.
Burr.
Is there a door?
There's one.
Is there a window in the door?
There is no window in the door.
Damn. Is there
Does
any,
the
like,
door
sort of
have
flat?
A door handle?
Yeah.
Not from the inside, no.
Okay.
This room is a total fire hazard.
It's not safe.
Good to know.
I'm going to go over to the door and start banging on it and being like, hello!
You hear a voice in the intercom say, oh, I see you are awake.
Yup.
Do you recognize the voice? Is it Nathan?
It is not Nathan. It's the
I swear.
The creepy voice that I heard before?
It is the voice that you heard before, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, which voice?
The one that was like, oh, you're a tough one.
Oh, okay.
I'm a shoo-goo again.
That was just like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
It sounds very similar to me.
Yeah.
You see what I was doing there?
Okay. So... you are responsible for our little temporal paradox.
That's not true.
We didn't do nothing.
We've barely traveled through time.
And not on purpose.
And it definitely wasn't to 1999. It was like 1961.
Or 69. Up top.
Well, tell that to Branch 16, which has now been irrevocably destroyed.
No! We...
Barack Obama!
We're from Branch 16 or something. We were told it was a success. The one time we were traveling through time. This doesn't sound like a problem that like 3 15-year-olds could cause.
Not even.
No, it's not.
Well, not even if
it's a problem that 3 15-year-olds and a robot that shouldn't have been there could have caused.
3
15-year-olds. Don't you dare blame Octavia for this. I like that you and I were both just screaming.
How dare you? How dare you?
Why don't you come in here and say that again?
Well, why don't you all get comfortable? You'll be here for some time.
How much time?
Where do we poop?
These are... They ask good questions. We aren't robots, you know.
I'm gonna throw up.
Gwen's gonna fart, too.
And poop.
Where's the airflow in this room? We're gonna need it. Gwen's a nervous farter.
You get no response.
Quasar.
Uh-oh. Go sit in the park corner.
There is no corner. It's a circular room. I don't know where to park.
Do I have my Leatherman with me?
You do.
All right. I'm going to start attacking the walls.
Ah.
Just trying to, like, get whatever bit of the door open.
Check?
Sure. Six.
Give yourself an adversity point. As you realize that the padding is made of some strange material that, like, your Leatherman can't, like, dent or cut through.
Can I chew on it and see what happens with my teeth?
Yeah.
What happens when I chew on it?
It just is like gone. Like you're like teething like an infant. Like
I could bite through an infant.
I could bite through an infant.
You're unable to like your teeth just sort of like, your teeth to press into it, but you're unable to like rip any of it off.
Well, that's not at all like an infant.
I bet you could bite right through an infant foot, like right through.
Sam, what are you doing?
Not murdering babies.
It's just biting the wall. You are the one
aren't going to die from having
biting an infant.
I never said biting an infant.
You said just like a teething infant.
Oh, I heard biting an
this
infant.
Is much worse than strangling people. Throwing that out there.
No, I was talking about like, you're like a teething infant.
That's not what I heard.
No, I heard either.
Well, I look forward to going back and listening to
that makes a lot more sense. I was like, that's a weird metaphor.
How tall is this room?
About 30 feet.
30 feet. Are the lights, is there like a light switch?
There's no light switches.
But there's lights up there.
There are lights up there, yeah.
Okay.
Where are the vents?
Yeah. Is there vents up there? Is there any...
There is an air vent up there, like, but it's like grated over.
Right.
Octavia says, I've tried to escape from this room many times.
Did you freaking successful?
Did you have a Leatherman?
I did not. I was not successful.
Or a leather woman.
Here, boost me up, Sam.
All right. Maybe we can climb on this baby material that they have here.
I'm going to try to reach the vent with my Leatherman and see if I can get... All right,
it's 30 feet up.
Okay.
Can we climb these walls?
It's not like...
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But if you want to try, you can.
We can stand on each
other's
shoulders.
You earn yourself an adversity point.
I get 2 points every time I fail. I'm saving up for one.
I'll stand on Sam's shoulders, and then Gwen can stand on my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be 15 feet up then.
Yeah.
And I mean, Octavia can hold all of us.
It's true.
Yeah.
Octavia's very strong.
Hey, we're hungry. Bang on the door.
Gonna take my pants off and squat to poop.
We're not that hungry.
No.
Stop.
I am
just
trying
for
to
a little
force
bit.
Their hand.
No, you're forcing.
You're trying to force
Octavia
something.
Says,
this room isn't that well ventilated.
We're going
to
be stuck in here with your poop.
Yeah.
They're not going to care.
I'm going to care, though.
I guess I don't.
You're just punishing us.
Worse than
yeah.
Gwen.
Is there like a hole in the
ground? So who's looking for food from
me,
the door?
Me, yeah.
What's that you roll for this?
Charm.
That sounds good. Roll me a charm check.
Very charming. 14.
Okay.
That's respectable.
After a few moments, you hear the sound of a as the door unlocks and it opens.
Mm-hmm.
And standing there, you see, wearing one of those biohazard suits, an anonymous DARPA employee.
Like, oh, hello.
And you hear a familiar voice say, I hear he has needed some food. And he takes off his hood, and there is Nathan.
Yay!
No reaction. We might be being watched.
He's like, no, I knocked out the guy that was watching the security camera.
So can we get out of here?
Let's go.
Yeah, he says, Octavia is going to lead you guys.
Okay.
I had to when the paradox happened, I had to dash through to get here in order to do this.
I don't know what that means.
Oh,
because
so that's why you're
unnecessarily vague.
Yes, I have been. And when we get back, we'll answer all your questions.
Oh my god, you're gonna die. How many toes do you have right now?
I've got 10. But go, and I'll meet you back at camp.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Octavia, where are we going?
Where's that food you brought us?
I didn't actually bring any food.
No. I was actually hungry.
You say you're still slightly damp from the blob earlier.
Yeah.
all of you, by the way, since you went on the blob, have terrible chafing. But yeah.
For real.
Joke's on you, I already had chafing.
All right, so. So Octavia says...
Now you can poop if you want to.
All right, so Nathan says, good luck. He says, just... try to avoid any people. That guy will probably wake up in, I don't know, hopefully in a while, but you know, hopefully not too long, because that means they probably killed him.
Time travel, what are you gonna do?
His name is Mark, the guy. No, I'm just kidding. All right, gotta go. All right, so.
Great. Octavia, have you ever been, has Octavia ever been in this part of the...
Where? Yeah, she says, I'm familiar with the layout. Where do you want to go?
Okay. Back to camp? Eventually? We gotta go back to camp, right?
So probably the time dilation chamber?
It makes sense. Let's
does
do
it?
That.
Does it? But okay. It does make sense. Let's go to the time dilation chamber then.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, okay, great. Go by the kitchen.
Would you like us to go by the kitchen on the way?
Only if it's on the way.
It's more or less on the way.
Okay.
All right, so are you guys going to take attempts to be stealthy, or we can prioritize speed or stealth?
Speed.
Speed.
Throw that in, right?
So, let's make some flight checks, then.
All right.
Do you want this back? You want to toss it?
Flight. Full light.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, am I doing this too, or?
Mm-hmm. Everybody. You too, Sarah.
You're 11.
What am I?
Flight.
Flight?
Mm-hmm.
11. I'm so bad at flight, though.
3.
Mm-hmm.
1.
Oh my god.
What were we looking for?
You guys are trying to get there quickly.
Yeah. Was there a number that we were going for?
You two get adversity points.
Okay.
I thought it was bigger than 1.
I mean, 3 isn't that bad when it was a D4, but...
Yeah, aren't those cool? Looking core.
Bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you give yourself an adversity point there?
I did.
Okay. You guys are trying to hurry, but Gwyn and Hector, you guys are still a little woozy from the stone gun, especially you, Hector, who took 5 shots of it.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
So Octavia keeps having to like pick you guys up and keep you moving, and you eventually can go to a kitchen or a break room, I should say, that has a vending machine with snacks inside of it.
Pinto.
Octavia says, don't worry, your girl has got you. And she goes over and opens up one of her fingers and puts it into a port on the vending machine. You hear the sound of like a modal dialing up.
Oh, I thought she was going to Fonzie it or something.
And then after a moment, like all the snacks just dispense.
Nice.
It's a whole long thing of the modem going back and forth. And then at the end, she retracts the thing and just goes.
Yeah.
All right, I get a bunch of candy.
Let's get some candy.
My dad says that all the time. He's such a weirdo.
Your dad's not Mortimer.
Whose dad is Mortimer then?
Whose dad is nobody's?
Middle
I mean,
Mortimer.
Or maybe a
Everybody
lot of people.
Lydia's
yeah.
kids.
Oh, okay. So Uncle Mortimer.
Uncle Mortimer.
My Uncle Mortimer's like that all the time.
Is that who your father's name is after?
All right, pause there. All right, so next up is the time dilation chamber.
Yes. Yep.
Hector?
Mm-hmm.
Next up is the time dilation chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so. All right, you guys are going to get there quickly,
yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me do the flight check.
Can I just fight?
Yeah.
And just punch your way down
the line. Can I use grit instead?
Actually, yeah, I'd say if you're trying to shake off the effects of the...
Okay.
Of the stun thing, yeah, I'd let you use grit.
Okay, I'll use grit then.
You can... Yeah, if you
want to...
I just exploded.
Okay. That's it?
I just exploded. 20 on my 20.
All right, okay, roll again.
10.
I did the opposite of exploded. I got a 1.
I got a 2.
So,
adversity. So much candy. Why does he eat so much? He's had to run.
So, yeah, Hector, like, you have, like, a snack, like, an energy bar, and you're good to go. Whereas Ben
shaking it up.
Win for, like, there's, like, little, like, those little barrels of fruit punch. Like, dispensed from, like, the soda machine.
You're like, wait, I gotta keep filling it.
I can't believe they have the big size of this candy machine.
So is that an adversity? Because I rolled so low?
Yes. Okay. You both get an adversity. you guys make your way to the time dilation chamber.
Mm-hmm.
On the way, Octavia stops and says, wait a minute. And she points to a sign, and it says, robot testing lab.
What's up?
She's like, I'm here.
Do we need to get you from then, too? Let's go get you and put you on Penis Rock! We didn't land on Penis Rock!
We didn't penetrate Penis.
We gotta go get the other Octavia! Let's go! Alright, detour! Let's go to the robot testing lab.
Let's get her!
Alright, so you all make a detour down the hallway, and you open up a door, and you find yourself what looks like any late 90s teenager's bedroom. There's like a Britney Spears poster on the wall, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Lauryn Hill, and sitting there reading a Babysitter's Club book.
Nice.
You see Octavia.
Hi.
Octavia! Hi! It's your friends from the future. You gotta come with us.
She looks at the lot of you and says, I'm sorry, have we met?
Yeah, this is you.
Hello.
With the other Octavius.
Octavia looks at herself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell them apart.
Is there any sort of, like, exchange that they can have? Like, any sort of, like, a zip drive or whatever? They can...
Like, with their tongues or something?
Do you ask that?
Yeah.
Did you ask her that?
Yeah, just like that.
No, I'm not going to make out with myself.
I'm Why not?
I'm asking about tongues.
Everybody
just,
wants to.
I'm asking
when
about
asking
zip
about
drives.
That?
Like, do you have some way of, like, sharing?
Yeah, but it would take, an extraordinarily long amount of time.
Well, then that's not very fast,
wait,
is it?
Wait. When you say extraordinarily long, do you mean, like, in human terms or robot terms? So I don't want to get this thing where later on where you're like, this will take 2.9 seconds and an eternity for a robot.
You're wise to ask such a question, because that does smell of DM trickery. She says, no, it'd take a couple hours.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's too long. Come on, another Octavia.
Why should I go with you all?
I mean, you don't have to, but... Otherwise,
do you really
want to
stick
here
with these derpa assholes?
Yeah, how well are you being treated here? How well is she being treated here?
Or... Dr. King treats me well.
Oh, well, then stay here if you want.
Well,
no, Dr. King in the future has disavowed DARPA because of the way that they treat you now, so we got to get you out of here.
Or something, yeah. Oh, the time dilation made my memory really fuzzy.
Yeah. You all also do remember that she was going to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's why DARPA was coming to get her.
Oh shit!
Because
they're shutting down the program.
Because all the robots, because of the Great Recall, had to be destroyed.
Oh, that's right. Are there other Octavia? You're the only model, right?
They're gonna try and destroy you because of the Great Robot Recall. We gotta go.
You don't want to get destroyed, do you?
Come on.
Why would they destroy me?
I don't know.
Blah, 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 robots taking over the world, blah, 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 chaos.
Robot recall. Come on.
Octavia says, I know they're saying, you're Octavia. Old Octavia. I guess, no, that's not right.
That's much older.
you're Octavia. That's how I'm going to refer to her. Looks at her and says, I know they're being glib, but what they say is true. I know this place had fond memories for us, but... It's time to put the Britney Spears posters away.
Isn't there some, like, phrase you can just be, like, tell her, be like, hey, it's really me.
Come with me if you want to live.
Hey, Octavia, I say to the, not our Octavia.
Mm-hmm.
What's Branch 16?
She says Branch 16 is one of the branches of the timeline created by DARPA to try to engineer a better world.
How hard was that?
I say you look at Octavia, her eyes are flashing red.
So, have you ever seen your eyes flash red like that before?
That's a 403 forbidden error.
Mm.
Cool.
Definitely cool.
What does that mean?
It means that we're it's
secret information.
It's, you have to be authorized to access that information.
Why are you authorized to access it now? Oh, you said you could manipulate your own memories. Did you make yourself forget Branch 16?
You're Octavia. Her eyes flash red three times, and she just says error.
That's fair. Anyway.
We're from Branch 16, we think.
That's what we've been led to believe. What branch are you from, new Octavia?
I'm in the Prime Branch.
Oh.
This is the Prime Branch.
Like Optimus Prime?
No, your branch is an experiment.
Oh.
Hey, guys. We did kind of want to get out of here, so I want to kind of, like, keep us moving. I mean, it's lovely to meet you, new Octavia, but, like, if you're not going to come with us, I'm so sorry, but, like, we wanted you to, so are you coming with us or not?
Make me a charm check.
Four.
Can I charm new Octavia?
Yeah, make one. Give yourself an adversity token.
Okay.
Listen, I know this seems really weird right now,
but...
You are actually in more danger than you realize. How have you seen another Octavia robot before?
No, I've not.
And that's because she is you from a future, different timelines, and she trusts us, so hopefully you can trust us too. 10?
10 is exactly what you need to talk
about. Woohoo!
I don't want to die. I'm convinced.
All right, let's go.
Yay, let's go. Run. We got to go to the time dilation chamber. Is our Octavia back online yet?
Oh, no, she's still there. She never went offline. Her eyes just flashed three times right
now. Okay.
Sephora. Wait. Error. It's been a 4-3 error the whole time.
All right. Back to running down the hallway scene.
Not your Octavia, so it's just stealth. Time dilation chamber access is highly regulated.
Okay.
What's the best way to sneak into the time dilation chamber?
She says you'll need a key card to get in.
Okay.
Where can we get one?
Yeah.
Can you, like,
your Octavia is like, well, I was just going to hack the lock.
Oh, yeah.
And Octavia's like, yes, that'll take precious time.
Like, real amount of time.
Yes, for real time.
Is there an office near here where there might be a key card?
Where are key cards kept?
People who have access carry them on their person.
Who are people that have access? And did Nate tell us where he left the person he had to knock out?
Access to the time dilation chamber is limited to those of director status or higher.
Like director.
What if we... Are there people in the time dilation chamber right now?
No, generally not. It is only used rarely.
Could we lure somebody to come there, and then I'll knock them out with my maglite?
Possibly. Are any of the directors here today?
Yes.
All right, let's...
Where would we find a director who has a key card?
Would you like me to take you to the director's office?
Yes, please.
Oh, that sounds good, I guess. Right?
That sounds lovely.
Right?
Our
Octavia, you're down with those two?
Our Octavia, you don't remember how to hack these locks right now already, right? You don't have, like, it already in your memory bank somewhere?
Of course I do.
Okay, why don't we just use you then?
But it will take time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could leave Octavia there to do that while we try and get that, and then worst case scenario, we come back.
We shouldn't split up.
Yeah, fair enough. Never mind. Take that back.
Now we get two Octavias.
Octavia.
I'm going to bring up my trusty maglite and start smashing it into my hand.
It's just looking ominous AF.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to this director office or whatever.
Yep.
I guess. Okay.
All right. So, I mean, new Octavia says, your Octavia says, we could hack the locks. And then old Octavia says, but we could also get the key card. Which, and then your Octavia says, both carry risks. Which ones do you feel more comfortable doing?
I'm really fucking strong.
We should.
So,
Gwen really likes to kick people in the balls until they give her what she wants. So
I'm pretty confident that we can get the key card faster.
Let's do it. Director's office. Who is the director we're going after right now?
I'm down with director's office.
His name is Ronald Pavel.
Ronald Pavel?
His name is gonna be Ronald No Nuts.
P-A-V-E-L.
Does he have a gun?
His name's not Ronald Chekhov.
Close enough.
Wonder if Walter Tatum has ever been in that play. Alright. So, getting led to the director's office, not a problem. Once again, I'm going to do speed or stealth to get there.
Speed.
So go ahead and roll me flight checks.
Okay.
Looking for fives here.
Yeah, all we need is a five. Just a straight up five.
I'm probably going to use
some adversity
tokens
because I've
got a d4.
Okay, if you roll a four, you get to re-roll and add it again.
Five. Straight up five. All right.
One.
Ooh, I got a four, so I get to re-roll it again?
Yep.
And then I add whatever.
Mm-hmm. Explode.
Let's blow.
I got a one, so five.
You succeed. You got, what's
your I got goal? A one.
All right. How many adversity points do you have?
Three.
Somebody else could spend points to help you.
Oh, I'll spend points.
Okay.
Is it one for one or two for one? I forget.
I have no idea.
I thought we were doing a one for one ratio, but I don't.
Well, it's one for one for yourself.
Oh.
I thought it was one for two. Help a friend.
That's what I think it is.
I think it's one for three. You can just trade points back and forth.
Oh, no, it's one for one.
Yeah.
I think maybe Tales from the Loop was two for one. You just have to say how you're helping.
All right. I'm going to be like, here, let's go. And I got to take out some of my candy.
Give me an extra sugar boost.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a pixie stick.
Yeah.
God, I used to get, back when I was like that year 13, I used to go to the teen center and like just eat pixie sticks and drink Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrible.
I know. As a kid, it sounded great. As an adult, I'm like, oh, my God. Why?
So
you all are able to hurry your way there, avoiding. You are able to get there quickly and also avoid, like, you see people, like, walking down a hallway. You're able to stop on a dime to avoid them. One thing you do get the vibe here, like, this is a pretty big complex, but also it's, like, suspiciously, like,
deserted.
Not staffed. Yeah, it's
really empty.
And you find a door that's labeled Director Pavel.
Is there a window?
No Pavel.
There's no window.
Oh.
There's no windows anywhere here. That's
weird.
Yeah.
I mean, good for them, bad for us.
All right. So the door is locked. So you could try to jimmy it, or you could knock.
Yeah, let's
probably not. Yeah, knock.
Okay.
I'm skilled at charm and talking to adults.
A big detail.
I'm going to stand behind. Does the door open out or not?
Yo, high or low?
High.
High. Okay. You knock, there's no answer.
Okay.
All right.
What, do you want to try to pick the lock, or do you want to try to bust the door down?
I want to try to jimmy the door with my Leatherman.
All right, so you're going to use your Leatherman. Mm-hmm. What skill are you going to use to try to jimmy the door?
Would that be a brains or
you
a grit?
Yeah, brains
or a...
Using your knowledge of lock picking.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds brainy.
All the other things that I have in similar lands and times. It's this guy, right?
Yeah.
10.
That's enough.
Yay!
So you pull your Leatherman out and very adeptly
just flip the hinges right on off.
The door opens inward. And you find yourself in a large... large office, and there is currently empty, and you see a large wall of just screens that go to various places in the compound.
Mm-hmm.
You see the empty circular room that you guys were in.
Mm-hmm.
You see that there's currently looks to be like the body of somebody in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the person that Nathan knocked down.
Hopefully.
You look around, you see... there's one room that has these strange creatures, not dissimilar from the ones that came at you.
Oh.
That are currently being held in like some sort of containment field. And you see like there's like a couple scientists that look to be making notes about them.
Let's not go to that
room. You look in one room, you see there's like a pretty old looking guy. He's got like long kind of gray hair, bald on the top. He's got maybe 3 fingers left. And he's sitting there just sort of talking to himself. You see a room that has a large, sort of circular device in it. Octavia says, that's the time dilation room.
Cool.
Is there a key card hanging up anywhere?
You guys are going to have to look around for it.
I start rooting through the desk.
Is there a lab coat on the chair?
There's a lab coat hanging up.
Okay.
Let's roll some checks. What skill are you going to use? It sounds like you're using brain. You're going to try to think of the most likely place for it.
Yeah.
I'm just checking the desk immediately. I'm going to brain my way through that one.
Okay, brain.
I think I am going to...
2. Desk sucks.
Try to figure out how I can use grit in order to hunt for this.
Tenacity?
I'm going to charm the hell out of this room right now, you guys. Hey, room, you're looking really
so great is how hard it is to break you emotionally or physically.
Yeah.
Unless you keep a level head and keep your cool and push garden. It also determines street smarts.
I'm going to check the back of the door.
Okay. What skill are you going to use for searching?
I'd have to use brains because grit, I can't make sense of how I could do it.
Okay, so what are you
fighting the room?
Not great. 4.
4?
Get a 6.
2.
2. And while you guys are searching, the 2 Octavias are sitting there quietly talking to each other in modem speak.
Nice.
Is Dr. Pavel in any of these monitors? I ask the Octavias.
You get a 6?
Yeah.
You took yourself adversity points.
Yep.
You see Dr. Pavel in one of the monitors win.
Okay.
It looks like he is leaving a bathroom and heading back towards this room.
Oh, gross.
Scatter! He's coming back!
Okay, are we going to hide and try to jump out at him and grab it? What's our plan?
Get the hell out of here.
I'll sit at the desk. You hide behind the door. When he opens the door, he's going to be shot because he sees me and you can just kick the living shit out of him.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, so you're going to sit in his chair. You're hiding behind the door.
I'm manipulating the door because I took it off the hinges. I have to make it look like it's working.
Well, the hinges are on the inside of the door.
Oh, never mind.
I just assumed you picked the lock.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, then.
But you could be behind the door hiding.
Sure.
But I'll be in front of you because I got to attack him.
No, I'll stand in front of the 2 Octavias because I must protect them.
Okay, that's good.
All right. And so, I have my
maglite. All right, so you hear a boop, and then the door opens.
See, that's two.
The door, you see this kind of, I'd say like mid-70s, older Polish-looking gentleman with like a bald head and like kind of like a gray... Picard-esque, like, hair around the back of his head. He's wearing, he's kind of got a little bit of a hunch and a pot belly, and he's wearing clothes that would have been stylish in the 70s, but you guess they're probably very out of fashion now.
Ronald, I'm you from Branch 17. We need to talk. Nine, but I will bump that up if I have to.
I'm looking for a 20 on that.
Oh, I don't have 20.
Hey, give yourself some adversity points.
Okay, I think I did.
How did you get out of your room, Sam?
No, it's me, Ronald.
I see. You're there with the two Octavias.
I'm going to take this as the opportunity to...
Yeah, I was waiting in order.
Sorry.
We're all...
Sorry, I wasn't trying to hold up. I was hoping that your thing was going to work.
Me too.
Yeah, so I'm going to be like, night-night, Grandpa! And I'm going to kind of crack him over the head with my mag light.
Hey, roll it.
I love Gwen so much.
I got a 6, but I've got 5 adversity points that I can play with. So up to 11.
Okay.
Is 11 enough?
You want to bump it to 11?
Well,
whoa,
can I find what? Out? Or do I have to bump it first before?
And see what the deal is.
I think for opposed roles, is a great question.
I'll give you my adversity token if necessary, too.
I mean, I will do it. I just wasn't sure if I could find out that if I have to or not. And if I can't know, then yes, of course I will bump it.
Bump it.
Bump it good. Bump, 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 bump.
Bump it. Bump it real good.
Barber.
I can't wait for Octavia to play this back.
Copyright infringement. Never mind, it's not recognizable as the original.
You know, it doesn't quite say how.
Okay. Well, I'll bump it up to an 11.
Okay. Let's
just do it.
I could give you a mine for 12.
Okay, with an 11, you have full narrative control.
Yes.
It should be.
So how are you going to attack them?
I'm going to jump on his back. And again, I'm going to scream, night, night, Grandpa.
And then what are you going to do?
And then I'm just going to crack him in the head and have him pass out. Like the movies.
Alright, so you hop on his back, and he says, why do I never look behind the door? And you crack him in the head, and he falls unconscious. His head hits the console, or the controls of the thing on the way down with a sickly thump.
Uh-oh.
And as he lays on the ground, you see a pool of blood start to...
Ah, shit!
Jeez. Oh, well!
Well, it killed another person. We better get out of here.
He doesn't look dead. But there's a director-level key card on his waist.
Maybe we can put a tourniquet around his neck.
Right. I'm gonna go to grab the key card and, like... sucker punch him in the kidney as I do.
He's already down.
That's for shooting me 5 times.
Stop, stop. He's already dead.
I just want him to hurt when he wakes up.
Oh, he's gonna hurt.
That's how he wakes up.
Yeah,
I cracked him in the head with a mag light.
Yeah,
he might
survival.
Die.
And then he hit his head way down, yeah. Alright, so you have the key card. Both Octavia's in unison say, should we go?
Yes,
let's
go.
Go.
Can we take a quick look at the screens to see if anyone looks like they're headed our way or in the...
Yeah, I'll say, I'll let
it's
you
not an idea.
Roll with advantage.
Is it brains?
No, on your flight or flight check.
Oh.
So you're going to speed or stealth to get to the time dilation chamber?
Speed.
Okay.
And both of them are flight. And you said advantage, so we get to roll twice.
Four is explode.
Boom.
A four is explode again.
Yeah.
A four is explode again.
12.
One. Okay, 13.
13. Wow.
Ooh, I did the same thing. It was my second four. And then I got a third. Or my second roll was a four. My third roll was a four. And then, so that's nine.
Okay.
What are we trying to hit? Like
five or higher. Oh, what'd you get?
Five.
Okay.
I got 13.
So you guys very quickly make your way to the time dilation chamber.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely Breakfast Club type running through the halls.
Yeah. You follow these eight little teal line on the floor that goes there, and you just follow the whole way.
Does anyone have any idea how to make the time dilation thingy work?
Or whatever the hell we never discussed what we're doing when we get the
time. Octavia, you're Octavia, like I do.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Good.
Cool.
Alright, so you scan this card, the door slides open. You guys go into this large room. There's little radiation warning symbols everywhere.
Cool. That's by
Can we bar the door at all?
It's like a Star Trek slidey door. Does not appear to be any way to.
There's no bookshelf or anything we can push in front of it, in case somebody comes through to kind of slow them down.
Or use some gum.
If you want to roll a check for it, I'd say you can find some stuff to gum the door up.
Would that be grit?
You tell me what stuff you're using. Hector, you're good at building things. What would you like to use?
I think I am going to try to use brains
to figure out
a control panel or something that I could
Octavia, he disabled
short
the door
out
from this
to
side?
Make it close.
What's that?
Can Octavia just disable the door from this side?
She says not from here, no. Yeah. She says, but we're gonna get the coordinates and put it for Penis Rock.
Right, of course.
I'd be
surprised if they don't have Penis Rock just ready to go.
Should I just push this big penis-shaped button?
Maybe.
Yes.
I got an 11 on my brains, so I think that I did pretty
good. You put some stuff in front of the door, which is good, because shortly after you started to hear banging on the other side of it.
Nice.
But not like the sexy kind.
This isn't an Aaron situation. They have Penis Rock on speed dial. Let's go.
And so Octavia says, all right, should I do it for the day you guys found me?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You should probably forget your memory of us, because you didn't remember us when we first met you.
Where would that create us?
Remember, forget this entire day happened, maybe?
But wait.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who cares? We're not in Branch 16. We're in the prime time.
But we're sending her to Branch 16.
Are we? I thought Branch 16 was dead. Or destroyed. Or...
Branch 16 is destroyed, she says, but you're going back to your original timeline.
Oh, were you not? Okay.
She says, you all were sent to Branch 16 after the whole Edmund Yakov thing.
Oh, we say. Okay, great. Then, yes. You don't know us, but we're cool. Also, don't laser us when we wake you up.
What's that?
I said, also, don't laser us when we wake you up.
Laser mode disactivated.
You said you didn't have any.
She says, burn. She says, burn is what lasers do.
She doesn't have any because she deactivated it just now. It's automatic. All
right, so,
I wish we could keep both Octavias.
So, I'm glad you're not, because it's already confusing enough for me. All right, so the coordinates are punched in. You guys...
fuck all this.
Alright, and so she puts quarters punch in, she pushes these big switches forward, and you see electricity start to arc between the various points of this circular apparatus.
Mm.
And eventually you see a portal open up, and you see the familiar funny shape of Penis Rock.
Shit, let's go.
Alright, so as you guys dash towards the portal, Octavia punches some stuff in to the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, we've got about a minute, and then it's going to explode. She says, hopefully they don't get through that door.
In that time period.
Yeah. It's a good thing you guys decided to block it. As you see, like, the edges of it start to warp in from them, like, battering at it. And so you all run for the time dilation portal?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get in.
All right. So you guys rush through. You feel yourself being stretched and pulled. At one point, you fall into the Legos. Yeah. And you come to in the woods. Octavia says, well, these things sometimes...
this isn't penis, Ron.
She says, it's close. They're not so totally accurate.
Science is never accurate.
All right. She says, but I think it's this way. She points. And you'll all start right. running through the woods.
All right.
Okay.
After a few minutes, you guys come out of the woods onto the lake. You see Penis Rock in the near distance. You can't, the lake's big enough, you can't see down where the camp is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can we swim out to it? Is there a boat around or something?
Roll me for a boat real quick. You want to roll for that?
Sure, I'll glance around for about the old brains, I guess.
I guess it would be brains.
You can't really charm one. I don't see shit.
Some university ones.
How many? What do I need?
I'd say like a 4.
Oh, okay.
Or you could just survive. Yeah, you spend your.
I also looked. I got a 5.
Okay. So give yourself some university points.
Okay.
Bank that shit.
Yeah.
Did I get an university?
Kind of thing. I'm so glad.
Did I get an university point with that?
No, you found.
Oh, I got it.
You look nearby, and there's a canoe slightly off the shore that, like, kind of hidden by some bushes. And you look over, and there's a note on it that says. To the best kids cabin counselor could want, Nathan.
Oh. He really is the smartest one.
That's a funny joke. I needed a joke. Thank you.
You guys row out to the boats. The canoe... threateningly low in the water with both Octavias in it.
Rude, Chris.
She weighs like over 500 pounds.
You would think somebody would notice this. She's chonking around the camp. Jumping on the blob.
Yeah, when she gets on the blob, there's a problem.
She's been careful not to do things in that way. She's always make sure she's the bottom of the pyramid of cheerleading. Alright, so... you all blow it out there. Both Octavias. Octavia positions the other one.
I'm king of the world.
And she says, all right, I remember me having a weird shutdown. So she pushes the nose of one and then, like, reaches behind the neck and pushes something hidden under there.
Uh-huh.
Holds it for 5 seconds. And then Octavia, not your Octavia, shuts down with one eye slightly open.
All right, we position her the way we found her.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Now do we
don't laser
go
us.
Back? What do we do now? What do we do now?
You've got like a week or two to hide out now.
All right.
What do you guys do? Off in the distance, you can kind of start to see like a canoe approaching.
Oh, shit. Is that today?
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go hide and watch.
Let's cause a paradox.
No. Those kids don't need what we have.
Let's hop back in the canoe. All
right. Yeah. Let's go to Yakov's house.
Octavia, super speed run us to get out of the way before the other canoe
shows
up.
Yeah, she uses her strength to quickly... you guys get the canoe hidden in the bushes as you hear...
Gwen puts her butt in the water and just... jet skis us back to shore.
As you guys finish hiding the canoe in the bushes, you hear yourselves. You're like, hey, look, it's Penis Rock after all. And you head towards Edmund and Yakov's cabin?
Yeah. Yep. Is young Nathan with us?
Yeah, you see young Nathan there.
Okay. I got that cabin, right?
Yeah.
Cool, except for when we come back to pester ourselves.
Yeah, I guess we can't probably go to Little Town USA and hang out there for the next week.
I would probably fuck up some shit.
Well, I mean, we could, but we need to stay away from our buddy.
All right. I vote, yeah, the cabin seems like the best plan.
Yeah.
All
right. So you had...
You know what we should do?
What?
We should absolutely make sure that we hide somewhere we get the best view from afar of you
kicking
Mark
in
the
balls. Yes, we need to make sure that we're in the right place
to watch that.
I don't think we should go watch that.
Well, you don't have to. I'm going to.
It sounds dangerous.
It
was beautiful.
Like a thing to behold.
Yeah.
I don't want to start like a time portal because we got to go watch marketing kicked in the nuts.
Well, I mean,
again.
If it's not convenient, then let's not. But like, if we have to be here anyway,
if we have the opportunity,
I wouldn't mind seeing that again. It's,
yeah,
it's one of my greatest masterpieces. I'm an artiste. An artiste of violence.
Like, you had perfect form. Like,
yeah.
It was the stuff that soccer coaches should be watching for future reference.
Alright, so, you all make it back to the cabin. Are you gonna just hang out there until you get back to the point where you guys left?
Yeah.
I guess? Unless we have to go start a time portal.
Yeah, I think so. We could work on our archery skills in the meantime, because I'm still pretty sure that
Nate told us
we have to kill a man at some point in the future.
Well, someone's already did.
I did javelin a monster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was nothing.
No.
No, you have definitely kicked some ass.
We eventually come back to the cabin, so we should not be here that day.
Okay, so, hey, you hang out there for a few days.
There's food, right?
Yeah, there's food. Right. Yeah, I mean, Yakov lived here for most of the year.
Mm.
There's, like, pickled things and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, you hang out there for a couple days. On Thursday the 18th, you'll leave the cabin and see your, like, spy from the woods as you see yourselves approach and looking for something yellow.
Oh, my God, we should just left it out in plain sight.
You wait until they leave again before heading back in. A couple days later, on the 20th, you two from the bushes are able to watch Gwyn deliver the kick heard around the world.
It's so good.
I stay home.
Yeah. And eventually, it gets to the point where you guys hear from the cabin in the woods the announcement over the PA speakers that Michael Jackson has died.
But he's already dead.
Well, that's the thing. He was not. And so you realize, if you were back in the prime timeline,
mm-hmm.
He should already have been dead.
And he should have already been dead, but he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys
killed him.
Didn't start in the prime timeline. Someone.
That's what I said.
May have lied to you.
Octavia. Or Octavia.
Or Nate.
Wait.
Or Octavia.
No,
I don't know.
I think
I don't
Octavia.
Know.
Octavia, you liar.
Said that it was the prime timeline, so. Yeah.
What's that?
You lied to us.
About what?
That we started in the prime. That we were going back to the prime timeline. Or that we started in the prime timeline.
She says, you are where you're what meant to be.
What does that mean? Who, meant to be by whom?
She says,
Your eye twitches.
She says, I may have lied to you a little bit.
A little bit.
She says,
you don't have any genitals.
She says, no, this is still branch 16.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
She says, when Octavia and I were talking, I put in a subdirective that erased the ability for Octavia to record Nathan at all. Without that, the paradox will not be triggered.
So that's what caused the paradox triggering. Okay. So all of Nathan has been erased.
She says, now, unfortunately, there's still the problem of you all getting here.
Right.
She says, your memories might feel fake or false. She says, that's because reality is shifting around them. She says, and you remember, as you think back to the events of earlier today, you remember Michael Jackson, the death of Michael Jackson being announced, and you all not caring about who that was, and being taken back. You eventually that evening go back to your cabins, and when you get in there, there are men from DARPA with stun guns that kidnap you.
I don't remember that yet.
She says, it's going to feel weird for a bit.
Olivia? Octavia? Did you betray us?
No. I saved you.
From what?
Your whole reality was going to die.
Oh. Yeah, all of this branch was going to disappear.
She says, and if you went to another branch, then there'd be duplicates of you. And you'd have to go, like, all Highlander on them or something.
I mean...
Would we get more power if we killed ourselves?
No, you'd just get nightmares and PTSD.
That makes more sense, actually, yeah. That's fair.
But
there was a paradox. We fixed it.
Oh, okay.
So, if we remember Nate Nine Toes having 10 toes? Like, are we going to see Nate 10 toes again?
Yeah, he's still your counselor.
Okay.
And your friend Nine Toes, I may not remember him, except for the brief glimpses I just saw of him, but he was real to you. He was just removed from this timeline.
Just pruned from the branch.
They should make a show about this.
He says, don't worry, he's safe. He's just not here.
Right.
Because there can't be two in the same place at once.
Right. Highlander rule.
I still think you and Octavia should have made out.
We did, just not when you were looking. And then she high fives, goes for a high five, Sam says, burn.
Why do I never get high fives?
I know, right?
I get avoided every time.
Hey, Gwen. She looks up, she turns away from her, and she flashes you.
Oh!
Yay!
And then she gives you a high five.
High five!
I want anyone to feel left out.
Thank you.
It's adorable.
That made me feel very special.
Yes. Adorable.
She says, well, shall we head back to camp? I think, your beds are waiting for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been
yeah,
a long
been
day.
A long time.
I'm a little tired.
I do miss camp. Even though it's really boring now.
She says, well, just because this is done doesn't mean that there are other things that won't be happening.
I've heard there are werewolves in these woods.
Were?
I've heard that as well.
I thought there were vampires.
Alright, so you'll head back to camp.
Uh-huh. Slink in under cover of dusk.
as you get back, you see Nathan waiting outside your cabin, like in a chair, just kind of with a book. So he's like, getting back.
A book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine.
Thanks
you,
for
as you look closer, it's like a it's just like a manga.
Oh. I can imagine.
Makes more sense. Thanks for leaving us a canoe.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate that.
Also, you know, letting you out of that circular room.
Oh, right, that too. Yeah. Sorry, that was longer ago, so it was, I guess not that much longer ago.
It was a few weeks ago, yes.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's all been a while.
How did you get about, I'm not even going to worry about it. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, let's not pick apart.
I went to the time dilation chamber before you guys arrived.
Right.
Okay.
And you had a key card. You all had a detour to get one, so.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just give us the key card and we all could have left together?
That's why the.
Because I had to go to a different place than you all.
That's why the Chaos Rock was already on speed dial.
And to be fair, I like you guys. Yeah. But I used to hang out with you guys. I don't trust you guys.
I mean, we did kill a man, apparently.
He's fine. Oh. I mean,
just a slight head injury.
Nasty bump in the head. Don't worry, it won't be the last time you see him.
TBI.
What? Did he almost fall? Did you hear about how I almost tricked him into thinking I was him from a different brand?
I heard about it.
It was pretty good.
I heard he fell for it for like a full, like until Gwyn kicked him.
That's nice of you to say.
Cool. Well, you guys go take it easy. I'm gonna go get some shut eye in my own cabin.
Cool. All right. Later.
All right, so you all make it into the cabin, safe and sound.
Yeah.
Get some sleep. In your own cabin beds for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
You find any place that doesn't smell like Edmonton, yeah?
Oh, so much more comfortable.
All your stuff.
We got fruit punch surplus again.
Yeah, you guys look at your like barrels of fruit punch. They're still there.
Yes.
Missed you, sweet fruit punch.
The next morning,
I missed your Hector's DS.
As you wake up, you see Octavia is sitting there, like reading a kind of a big, thick book.
What you reading?
She says, "Oh, Mortimer gave this to me." She says, "Apparently, it is a role playing game called Dungeons and Dragons, fourth edition."
Fourth edition.
She says. Would you guys like to play?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. And that's where we'll end this session.
Yay!
The mid-season finale of the campaign. Mid-campaign finale. Uh-huh. Next session, session 8, will be our D&D interlude for this campaign.
Yay! I love it when robots host D&D for us.
Oh, it's so brain-melty.
Yeah, we'll find out which one we like better, first edition or fourth edition. I'll be playing low-level characters.
Thank God.